postal employees are returning to work at the Washington, D.C. building where two workers contracted fatal cases of anthrax in 2001. Nancy Marshall of member station WAMU reports on the $115 million cleanup.
In October of 2001, two letters containing anthrax spores went through a sorting machine at Brentwood. Two Brentwood workers died, and the facility was closed. It's since been completely gutted as part of the decontamination process. Contractors estimate they knocked down 150 interior walls made of cinder block, which could have absorbed anthrax spores. Standing next to construction trailers in Brentwood's parking lot, Clark Construction Superintendent Charlie Arnold explains how the building was stripped down to a shell.
Anything that had a fabric on it was removed from the project. Wall coverings, if there was a fabric wall covering, it was removed. All the carpet on the job was removed. All the chairs were removed. Everything was removed.
Then the cavernous building was fumigated. 27,000 samples have since been taken throughout the building. All have tested negative for anthrax spores, but testing continues on a daily basis. Yesterday, 120 Brentwood employees returned to the facility. They're mainly administrators. The mail sorters will return over the next few weeks. The first thing you see when you enter the operations division is a sign that says Jesus on the desk of clerk Shirlene Johnson. As she unloads cardboard boxes of office supplies, Johnson says she's certain that the Postal Service will do its best to protect her from another anthrax attack, but ultimately she's put her faith in a higher power.
It is my faith that makes me comfortable with what's going on. I figured the good Lord allowed me to be here, then he came here with me, sent me here for a purpose, and is going to protect me while I'm here.
Operations analyst Frederick Jones is also relying on his faith, but he can't help wondering why the 2001 anthrax attacks remain unsolved. Jones is skeptical about the FBI's focus on a pond in Maryland. It was drained in a vain attempt to find equipment that might have been used to process anthrax spores.
I don't even think they were even going in the right direction with that, you know. I can't even say what direction they should be going in, but as you see yourself, that turned up nothing.
But Jones and other workers are at least reassured by the extraordinary measures being taken to protect them in the event of another attack. The post office has installed sensors and devised a new evacuation plan. There's even a new medical facility at Brentwood with a doctor and nurse on call 24 hours a day. For the first 30 days, Brentwood is back in operation. And Brentwood has been renamed in honor of the two workers who died. It'll be known as the Joseph Kersine and Thomas Morris Processing and Distribution Center when it reopens later this month. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Marshall in Washington.